Progress check 2. Exercise 6, page 36.
Welcome back to Holidays of a Lifetime. Today, the spotlight is on Thailand. With us in the studio is best-selling children's book author Julia Brent. Julia, before the break, you were telling us about your experiences out there visiting exotic temples, jungle trekking and scuba diving. What else is good to do in Thailand?
I think the moment has come to mention the fabulous floating markets there. There are a huge number of them across the country. Unfortunately, I only managed to visit two.
So the novelty lies in the fact that they're on the water, right?
Yes. They have their roots back in the 19th century, when towns and villages had fewer roads. Markets grew up around a network of canals and waterways, and farmers sold their produce from boats. With today's modern supermarkets, many of these closed, only to reopen as tourist attractions.
What were the ones you visited like? Were they similar?
Not at all. The first one, the Pattaya Floating Market, is what I just said, very much a tourist trap. The Wat Takien Floating Market, on the other hand, is much more the real deal. You hardly see a foreigner there, just the locals.
Okay, so tell us a bit about the first one.
The Pattaya Floating Market is located close to the city of Pattaya, about 2 hours' drive from Bangkok. It opened in 2008. And is the largest market of this kind in Thailand. The canals were awash with boats, all jostling against each other. Some were full of tourists, and others belonged to traders selling their produce. Fruit and vegetables, kitchenware, toys, whatever you could imagine. You just reached across from your boat to theirs to buy something.
Did you buy anything interesting?
To tell you the truth, not really. There were too many tacky touristy souvenirs. I would have preferred it if they had sold more traditional handicrafts. The food was amazing, though. There were stalls everywhere you looked, selling noodle dishes, fried bananas, coconut ice cream, you name it, and it was so cheap.
Sounds wonderful. What else did you do there?
They put on some great cultural shows every afternoon. I was lucky enough to see an authentic Thai dance and martial arts display.
How did all that compare with the market at Wat Takien?
Like I said, things were much quieter there, even though it's only about 40 minutes by car from Bangkok. People were just getting on with the everyday business of buying and selling and didn't seem to notice me as a tourist. For example, I wanted to take a boat tour to explore further up the canals, and had difficulty finding a guide to take me. If that had been Pattaya, I would have been swamped with offers.
I can imagine. So overall, which market did you prefer?
Wat Takien, definitely. For me, it captured an aspect of traditional Thailand you don't find in Pattaya. I mean, you get a greater understanding of the local way of life. The old women there sit calmly in their boats, actually making their handicrafts on the spot. I bought quite a few, as I like to support local people in that way.
Is there anything else visitors shouldn't miss while they're at Wat Takien?
Something which I found interesting, not to say unique, was the temple, which is just next to the market. The entrance is through a huge tiger's head. You go underground where monks are praying under the temple. They do this because they say it brings good luck. To make your exit, you come up on the other side through an equally large and colourful dragon's head.
How fascinating. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Julia Brent, thank you so much for coming in to share your travel shopping experiences with us today.
Thank you for having me.